All he had to do was just reach out his arm and make the grab. So now Fisher Pyatt is due up. The shortstop 0 for 2 today. Grounded out twice. He grounded out to second and short. So Paulson will set in and serve inside for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Paulson will look, fire in the 0-1 outside. 1-1. A 1-1 count for Nick Paulson. Two down, bottom six. All set and flinging the 1-1 upstairs, swing and a miss. 1-2. So Paulson looking for his second strikeout today. He struck out Oliva. A swing and a miss outside for strike number three. A much needed strikeout for Nick Paulson as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Rafters trail 2-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, we go here at MCCU Park. Battle Jacks 2, Rafters 0. As Garrett Broussard is up. So Broussard, 0 for 2 today, lined out to short and grounded out to third. So a guy that had a big day yesterday, player of the game for the Rafters. Two hits and an RBI sack fly. So he'll step in on Varnado, who's had a busy day on his 90th pitch and throws in for a strike. He's allowed a hit, a walk, and four strikeouts. So he's been impressive with a 3-0 record, looking to make it number four, the 0-1. Varnado did commit the only error of the game, but that has not slowed him down as he sets and serves in the 1-1. Inside for a strike. Finds the lower part of the strike zone, ahead in the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Varnado fires up and away outside. Four ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Varnado once again. The 2-2 swing and a ball popped out. Left side running after it is the third baseman Allgaier, and that just goes just above the fence on the foul side. Count runs at 2-2. So Broussard, the only hit of the game for the Raptors came with Ty Johnson in the six, as Broussard drives the ball out, fouled off on the left side. 2-2 still. So a run for the Battle Jacks in the second, and then a run in the third. Other than that, it's been scoreless across the board. The 2-2, and Broussard grounds the ball on the third baseline out of play once again. So two straight foul balls. Count is 2-2. He'll come set and fire in the 2-2 outside and away. Down low, four ball. 3-2, so the count runs full. Raptors looking to get another hit or perhaps get somebody on base with a leadoff walk. Three balls, two strikes. Varnado looks and deals as Broussard swings and pulls the ball out right field. Out of play. Count runs at 3-2 once again. Only hit from Ty Johnson. And Broussard looking to add to the Raptors' hit total. The 3-2. Swing and a miss outside for strike number three. So five strikeouts for Hunter Varnado. And he has been dealing here in this game. So Shane Taylor is due up, who struck out and grounded out. 0-2 today. So Varnado up to 18 strikeouts total on the season. As it looks to be, Varnado is his day. Could it be done? Manager coming out and having a word, and the infield is gathering there on the mound as well. And Varnado, his day looks to be done. Five strikeouts, six and a third innings pitched, 99 pitches, and he's allowed a hit and a walk. So a great day for Hunter Varnado. And his fans, everybody cheering him on, tips the cap to everybody. Had an unbelievable day, and rightfully so. Has allowed only one hit and no runs. So a pitching change in store. For the Battle Jacks. And this looks to be, it is Alex Jarrell from the same college, Middle Georgia State University, and the rising redshirt senior from Charleston, West Virginia. Five games appeared in, the left-hander, 4 2/3 innings pitched, allowing four hits, nine runs, but he's walked 13 batters. He's had five strikeouts, so he's walked quite a bit of batters. The Raptors hopefully can take some pitches off of him. So Jarrell, the left-hander, perhaps what this is what the Raptors needed. Varnado's day is done, and so out of Charleston, West Virginia, Jarrell comes in. One out. And, well, one hit only came in the top of the sixth for the Raptors. Other than that, they have been scoreless. They haven't even gotten a guy to third yet today. It's been a game where they just couldn't really, haven't gotten really anything going. So we've got three innings left of baseball. But for them, they're going to have to find ways to get on base, whether it comes in as walks or hits. Getting guys on will force the pitcher to throw strikes. So that's going to be a big thing for Wisconsin Rapids. Battle Jacks got off early in the second with a run, like an RBI single from McRae. And then in the third inning, they got Arsenault on second, and then an RBI single from Charlie Reed, the left fielder. And that's where their two runs came from. Raptors scoreless here through six. But Shane Taylor is due up. Jarrell has pitched in the games against Kokomo, Kenosha, Rockford, Green Bay. And then he pitched at Rockford on his last appearance back on June 20th. So the left-hander Jarrell will look, fire in the first pitch way down low for a ball. 1-0. So Shane Taylor, the lefty, on Alex Gerrell, the left-handed pitcher. The 1-0 comes in. Taylor pops back out. Foul tips it on the right side. Out of play. 1-1 count. Taylor 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Gerrell once again way upstairs. Taylor has to back away. Out four ball, 2-1. The most Gerrell has pitched against was Green Bay back on June the 17th with two innings pitched and three strikeouts. The 2-1. Inside four strike and clips the left edge. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Gerrell taking over the pitching duties. Looking to pick up where Varnado left off. 2-2 comes outside for a ball, 3-2. Count runs at 3-2. One down. Gerrell kicks, winds, and serves. Upstairs, out for ball number four. So Taylor will take first. So after Broussard strikes out, a new pitcher comes in and Taylor takes first. So tying run up at the plate with Logan Hugo. 0-for-1 today with a walk. One down. Taylor stands at first. Hugo out of Eastern Michigan. Gerrell looks at first. Now comes set and serves. And clips the right edge inside of the strike zone. 0-1. Taylor the leadoff. Gerrell looks the 0-1 home. Taylor swings and skies the ball into the shortstop of Pyatt. Reaches out, makes an easy grab for two down. So two outs. Chris Conniff, the second baseman, who got on base on his last appearance off of a bunt, but it did not count as a hit. So he flew out on his first appearance at the plate. Well, this looks to be now a pinch hitter. Conniff will not be up. It's Jorge Degatti, the Indiana product from Miami, Florida. So a pinch hitter. First time we've seen this game. So Degatti has 8 hits on 25 at-bats. He's batting a 320 with 2 runs. He's been struck at 8 times with 4 RBIs as he swings and slices the ball out right field side. Out of play, 0-1. So Kirk Schreider calling in the hitters. Here's Degatti pinch hitting here in the top of the 7th. 2 down. Gerrell looks, serves the 0-1. Swing and a miss outside. Down low for the... No balls, 2 strikes. With 2 outs. Gerrell looks down low. Bounces into the dirt to Solomon. But Taylor did not have enough time. One ball, 2 strikes. Gerrell looks off. He'll come set. Deliver the 1-2. Up and in the inside. 4 ball, 2-2. So deuces run across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Shane Taylor stands at first. Top of the 7th inning. Rafters trail 2-0. Do they have an answer? The 2-2. Degatti swings and hooks a ball out towards the right field side. Reaching out and making the grab is McRae for the 3rd out. So we head to the bottom of the 7th. Battle Jacks 2, Rafters 0. Don't go away. You're listening to WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning. As Blake Barker will step in on the mound. Barker out of Chardon, Ohio. From Seton Hill. 7 games, an 0-1 record. 9 innings pitched, allowing 7 hits and 7 runs and 8 strikeouts. So Barker seeing his first action today. Paulson's day is done. 3 innings for him. 31 pitches, allowing a hit and 2 strikeouts. So Blake Barker will really hurt his ERA. He has a 7.0 ERA. Was the game on June 18th against the Lakeshore. Raptors were up 5-4 heading into the ninth, and he gave up 4 hits and 5 runs in the top of that inning. So he pitched against Fond du Lac the other day as the first ball drops into the zone, drops into the right field, and a base hit leadoff for Allgaier. That's the 5th hit for the Battle Jacks, a leadoff single for them. So Barker, not the start he would have liked, as Brock Daniels is due up. Battle Jacks lead 2-0. A run in the second, a run in the third. Zeros across the entire board ever since. Fouled off left side from Daniels. 2-for-2 today with a run. He's been the best hitter. Responsible for 2 of the 5 hits with a run that he got home off of an RBI single. As wild pitch comes in for Barker, taking second is Allgaier, and he was rounding, looking to go 3. A 1-1 count. Not a great start for Blake Barker. One ball, one strike. Barker, the left-hander, will set in, bend down, look at second, fire in the 1-1, swing and a miss inside for a strike, 1-2. Battle Jacks, nobody out, and Allgaier is at second. Runner in scoring position. Bottom of the seventh. The 1-2. Fouled off. Backside. Behind home plate. Count remains at 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Rafters have not been held scoreless this entire year. As Barker looks at, fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number 3 and out number 1. So Blake Barker on his second batter strikes him out swinging. So Daniels, his perfect day has ended, but nonetheless been a big part of the offensive side for the Battle Jacks. Blake McCray is set in, had a one-run RBI single, which allowed Daniels to get home. He's 1-for-2 today, and so the right-hander on the left-handed pitcher of Barker fires in upstairs, out and away for a ball, 1-0. One out count with one down. Barker bends down, shakes it off. Now comes set. Kicks, winds, and fires down low as that ball got away from Duffy for a sec. Had to take off his mask and look over at second, but not deciding to take third was Allgaier. So McCray, the right fielder, has been busy on both sides of the ball today. As the third offering comes in, swinging the ground ball over to Taylor, fields it up and throws to Gurevich. So Taylor will come in at second. They put Degatti in at third, so a little defensive change in for the Rafters. So Taylor moves to second, Degatti at third, but that advances the runner Allgaier at third. So Dave Oliva will step in, 0-for-2 today with a strikeout. Bottom of the seventh, two down. And the third run 90 feet away. Barker looks, kicks and serves, and skims the left part of the zone inside for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. Allgaier stands at third. Barker looks in again. He'll fire the 0-1. Swinging a line drive that drops on a one-hop bounce over to Broussard at short. Flings it over to first to Gurevich, is on time for the third out. So the Rafters allow a hit, but no runs. They still trail 2-0. So we head to the top of the eighth inning here on W.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, as the Rafters trail 2-0, another pinch hit for Kirk Schreider, and bringing on Hogan Alixo, the catcher. So Alixo, the Creighton catcher, who's been a big part of their success this season. And now stepping in, batting in the nine hole, pinch hitting for Duffy. So the first pitch comes in from Jarrell outside. So only one hit in the game at Ty Johnson. Aligzo batting at 286, four hits on 14 at-bats. He's at two RBIs. He sees swings and misses in four strike, 1-1. Top of the eighth. Raptors have to find a way to get in this game. The 1-1 outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls a strike. Jarrell still on the mound. He said no strikeouts so far on 16 pitches as he deals in down low for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The 3-1, way down low, bounces in the dirt for ball number four. So Haligzo will take first. And that puts the tying run up at the plate. Top of the order, Anthony Gallison. And a left field 0 for 3 today. Grounded out twice and flew out. So Anthony Gallison looking to get some things going as a pitching, possibly as a pitching change coming. Storm manager having a word, and all the infield of the Battle Jacks stepping on the mound now. But Haligzo is at first, and Anthony Gallison up here in the top of the order. Only one hit came in the sixth inning from Ty Johnson. Raptors have really not found a way to start acquiring hits and even getting guys on base. They've swung at pitches that possibly they shouldn't have. But you got to give credit, though, to the Battle Jacks pitcher, Varnado, five strikeouts. But even then, it's just been a slow day for the Raptors. Not found themselves in this game, giving up two runs, one in the second, one in the third. Jarrell sets and serves. But the good thing is it's only 2-0. We know with this team, even yesterday, they were down 1-0 in the sixth inning, and then they got three runs in the bottom half of that inning to eventually win the game 3-1. So it only took one inning, and that's perhaps what the Raptors need. Haligzo stands off at first. Jarrell deals in the 1-0, up and away out of the zone, 2-0. A 2-0 count. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 and over on the right side, pickoff attempts not in time. Haligzo gets back towards the bag. Two balls, no strikes. Jarrell nearing his 21st pitch. Will set and serve right down the plate. Inside, four strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Looking in is Jarrell. He'll set, kick, and fire in the 2-1 as a swing and a jam shot that drops into shallow right, but reaching out, making the grab is the second baseman, Arsenault. So Gavin Arsenault was attentive on that one with one down. Gallison flies out again as he high-fives Ty Johnson, who's now due up. Johnson, the only person for the Raptors to get a hit today as he grounded a ball into right field. He got to second in the sixth inning, but nothing came from that. So Haligzo at first. Johnson, the left-hander. Jarrell will look over, fire in down low as the ball goes away from Salomon. But attentive on that was alert, and Haligzo stays at first. 1-0 count. Battle Jacks have out-hit the Raptors 5-1. And looking off and serving the 1-0 up and away as Salomon had to reach out to his left, extend that arm. 2-0. So Alex Gerald, 24 pitches, no strikeouts, and he's walked two batters. He'll look in and deal the 2-0 just outside of the zone. 3-0, those three straight balls. One ball away from putting two rafters on base. Gerald looks. He'll set. Serve upstairs for ball number four. So Johnson will take first. Haligzo moves to second. And two runners on, the tying run at first. And this brings up Jack Gurevich. 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. He was hit by a pitch as well. So perhaps, or excuse me, Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo 0 for 3 today with a strikeout. And perhaps now's the time for a pitching change. The entire infield for the Battle Jacks coming on the mound. It looks like it will be a change in pitching duties. So Gerald's day is done. 26 innings pitched, 26 pitches, one inning pitched, three walks. So a change here for the Battle Jacks. But Raptors, two runners on. Johnson at first, Haligzo at second. So finding out here shortly. So it looks like to be Dylan Howenitz from Westchester University, a rising senior from Archbald, PA. And so he's a guy that's in the cleanup spot and the cleanup duties for the pitching for the Battle Jacks. 12 games he's appeared in, 19 and a third innings pitched, 12 hits and four runs allowed, has allowed 19 strikeouts. So from Archbald, Pennsylvania, and Howenitz has got a wicked sidearm as well. So calling one of the best pitchers for Battle Creek, and you might have to because the Raptors have not gotten anything all day on the hitting side of things, but now with two runners on with two walks, they have a chance here to get some things going. Only one out. Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo 0 for 3 today with a strikeout. Put in the DH role. So tying run at first, leading run at the plate with Bobo. This could be big if the Raptors want to get back in this game. They're going to have to find a way to get a second hit. Howenitz. Westchester University product. A 1.86 ERA. He's had 2-4 strikeout games against Kenosha and had one against Traverse City. The last time he appeared was 2 days ago against Kenosha where he went an inning pitched. And no strikeout. So Bobo will step in, the DH. As he fires in, and Bobo swings and pops a ball out on the left field side. Running after it is the third baseman, Allgaier. Does he reach out and makes the grab before it hits the wall on the third base side? So two down, Bobo pops out. And now this will bring up Jack Gurevich. 0 for 2 today in the cleanup spot with a strikeout. So two runners on still. Johnson at first. Haligzo stands at second. Gurevich put in at first base today. Raptors have been out, hit 5-1. Only one hit has come from Ty Johnson. As the pitch serves in, up and above the zone. 4-1-0. A 1-0 count. Now when it serves, a swing and a drive into left center field, reaching out and making the grab is Charlie Ree for the third out. So the Raptors come up empty. They trail 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFA.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. .biz. They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, we go. Raptors 0, Battle Jacks 2. Stepping onto the mound is Jackson Wentworth for the Raptors. The Kansas State pitcher from Urbandale, Iowa, 4 games appeared in an 0-2 record, 11 innings pitched, has allowed 15 hits and 11 runs, but has acquired 16 strikeouts. Well, it looks to be... Oh, wait, no, never mind. It's not Wentworth. Number 28, Sidney Ferry from Paw Paw, Michigan. So a Michigan native out of the Wisconsin-Stevens Point. 7 1/3 innings pitched. Has allowed 10 hits and 4 runs and also 4 strikeouts. So number 28, Sidney Ferry. So Ferry stepping in now. And he'll face Blake Salomon. First pitch comes in, and ducking is Salomon. He's 0-1 today. He's been walked. So Ferry, a Michigan native, back in his home state. He'll set and serve the 1-0, swinging a ball pulled away left field on the foul side. 1-1. 1-1 count. A run for the Battle Jacks in the second. A run in the third. They've had 5 hits. Raptors, no runs and a hit. A swing and a bouncer. Just goes out on the left field side. So Taylor is slotted in at second base now. He was originally third, and Jorge Degatti has now been brought in at third base. So 1-2 count. Sidney Ferry will look in. Ferry will come set, fire the 1-2, out and away for a ball. Count runs at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ferry kicks, fires the 2-2, swing and a miss outside. Reaching for it was Salomon. He comes up empty. That's the first out and the first strikeout for Sidney Ferry's day. So Ferry with a strikeout. And that's the fourth total strikeout for the Raptors. And this brings up Gavin Arsenault. Arsenault batting in the 9-hole, 0-2 with a run. So Ferry deals in the first pitch and paints the outside edge for a strike, 0-1. Ferry back in Michigan. and a Pawpaw native. So definitely a guy that has some extra motivation in coming back to his home state. He throws in a ball 1-1. And a Wisconsin Stevens Point was homeschooled throughout his younger life. The 1-1, swinging a ground ball that goes over to Taylor at second, scoops it up in the glove. The fling over to first is right on time for the second out. Two down, and now this brings up JT Sokolov on the top of the order. Not gotten a hit on three at-bats today. So the center fielder looking for his first hit. Six combined hits, two combined runs here in this game. A low-scoring affair. As the first offering finds a zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two outs. Ferry looks, deals. Curve ball in for an 0-1. Comes in for a strike, 0-2. Two down, no balls, two strikes. Ferry looks. He'll kick, wind, and serve the 0-2. Just above the zone. For a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ferry with one strikeout today. The 1-2 just fouled on the backside of the bat. So the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ferry kicks, fires in outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ferry likes it again. And JT Sokolov, the leadoff hitter, the 2-2, swinging a ball driven out that just pulls on the third base line. That was nearly fair, but goes out for a foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Deuces across the board. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Outside for strike number three. So that's a second strikeout from the Michigan native, Sydney Ferry. But we head to the top of the ninth inning. Do the Rafters have a comeback in them, or will they be shut out here today? Find out next. Coming up, bottom of the ninth inning.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Garrett Broussard is due up. Rafters 0, Battle Jacks 2, and Battle Jacks 3 more outs away from shutting out a Rafters team as the first second pitch comes in from Howenitz. Fouled off, 4 strike, 1-1. A run for the Battle Jacks in the second. A run in the third. And that's been all. Scoreless across. As a swing and a ground ball over to Pyatt, the shortstop. The scoop up in the glove. The fling over to first is right on time for one down. Rafters only one hit today. They haven't been shut out at all this season, and they haven't gotten only one hit in the game. Battle Jacks have every answer for Wisconsin Rapids. So Broussard grounds out. Shane Taylor is up. Taylor 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. Howenitz, the ace, serves outside for a ball, 1-0. Battle Jacks have lost four of their past five and have lost three straight, looking to end that here today. Rafters 3-1 in their past four games, but it certainly has not been a day that they can be proud of. They're down 2-0 with the 2-0 count. The 2-0 is a bunt, and Taylor fields it on the left field side. Running after it is Allgaier. The throw over to first and gets him. What a play there from Jake Allgaier. And Taylor grounds out. So Allgaier has been all over that today. He was fired up. So two down, and this brings up Logan Hugo. Hugo 0-for-2 today with a walk. The right fielder and the Michigan native from Essexville, Michigan, potentially could be the final out for tonight. Howenitz, eight pitches as he first serves in for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. Two strikes away. The Battle Jacks looking for their ninth win on the season. Rafters would fall to 14-12. The 0-1, up and away out of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafters have been out hit 5-1 as Howenitz serves way outside as he continues with the sidearm, 2-1. Hugo 0-for-2 with a walk. Howenitz looks in. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball that stays fair to Allgaier at third. Scoops it up the throat of the diamond. Is on time for the third out, and the Battle Jacks take down the Rafters 2-0. They shut them out. Wisconsin Rapids only had one hit today, and the Battle Jacks take game one of this series on a game where the Rafters just could not find any sort of offense, only allowing the Battle Jacks to five hits and two runs. But when it came on the offensive side of things, Ty Johnson was the only one to get a hit in the sixth inning. No runner got to third today. They were absolutely shut out. And they look at this is the worst game they have played all season long. Have not gotten only one hit in a game, and they've not been shut out all season long. So for them, they're going to have to regroup for tomorrow as they will be right back here at MCCU Park. So a game where the Raptors are going to have to shake off. First pitch tomorrow at 1:35 for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids, for players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR. My name is Joey Fear saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow right back here. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stocks. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Devils have a good
show. I'm just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, that
York's famous ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Surrounded by a lot of carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of who I be. Jump so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is a nap and a map and a plan. It's crowded when everybody is shopping. It gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubted. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the care. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, that sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded. Surrounded.
No
entry.
Don't even try to think it's
plenty
of time to have a number two.
Risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Do you wanna worry on if I make it to 50? Watch your body, some people are so filthy. That's why I don't stay surrounded. Cause I need my space. Someone undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope when time's passing, we all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Heard a bison that is surrounded. Thanks to Ben for coming in tonight. Love the new music. That's awesome. Hey, stick around. Allie Krause's coming in. Her new book, Against the Odds of Oblivion. Plus, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Gaines and Warrior. Plus, a double dip of Kyle Magna and the Monsoons, and an Atwood Fest preview. It's all coming up on Max Inc. Radio, why we do the American Dead Backseat Heartbeat.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Lawyers.com.